actually go to church? Believing the right thing.
Well, hey, the promo video you just watched right there is for our sermon series that's starting next week called Starting Point. And it's going to be a very, very different series, perhaps unlike any we've ever done, because for about 5 or 6 weeks, I'm going to unapologetically talk to skeptics, to secular people, to our secular culture, to all of you kind of like Jesus searchers and seekers in the room today who are on a spiritual journey but haven't really decided all the way yet and have tons of questions that you need answered. This series is honestly for you. And can I just tell you something about me? I'm one of you. Okay, I am. I constantly have questions my entire life. It's like I can never get everything completely straight. And so it's like, God, help me with this. God, help me with that. God, help me with this. So chances are I've been right where you are before and have been struggling and wrestling with God in the ways you have before. And I'm just really, really excited to walk you through some of my journey and hopefully remove some of the obstacles between you and Jesus. Now, for all of you in here who are Northeast insiders, though, let me just be really, really clear for you. This is not an excuse to skip church. Oh, Tyler's talking to the skeptics. I can stay at home. We've got live streaming now. One, this is an amazing opportunity for you to invite your friends to church, especially those who you think could benefit from it. The second week of this series is Easter, and there is no better season to invite friends to church than an Easter season because a lot of times people are already looking for church during that season. And two, I guarantee you that you have friends who come from a more secular or skeptical perspective. You have conversations like this week in and week out in your friend groups, perhaps even in your family group. And so hopefully at the end of this sermon series, you'll learn some talking points and some conversation points as to how to better approach that. So don't miss it. Trust me, over the next 5 to 6 weeks, you will want to be in the room. Now, that being said, I did say Easter is coming up in 2 weeks. Y'all ever heard of Easter? It's this thing we do around here once a year as Christians. Every church does it, where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. And it's one of my favorite Sundays of the year, not just because we get to celebrate the core of the message of Christianity and the historical event that changed everything, but because our attendance literally doubles and we get an opportunity on all weekend to make an impression on many people who never show up at church, and who know very little about Jesus, and who need to experience the love of God. That weekend, we'll have 3,000 to 4,000 people in our church that aren't usually in our church, and we will get to make an impression on them and show them not only what this church is about, but who our Jesus is about. Now, in order to pull that off, though, we are going to need twice as many volunteers as we normally have. And so once again, for like the third week in a row, I'm standing up here and I'm begging and pleading with you, will you help us serve on that weekend? You can attend one and serve one. You can attend one and serve three. Okay, you can attend and serve actually the same service that you come to. We'll figure out ways to help you out. Just to remind you, the Sunday service times will be different that week. We'll have 5 p.m. on Saturday, 9:10:45. Not 11, 9, 10:45, and 12:30 on Sunday. I say 10:45. Some of you already show up 15 minutes late, so you'll miss the whole service. It's 10:45 on Sunday, and if you do come on Sunday, we would prefer for you to stay out of the 10:45 service because that's the one we think will be the most packed. So if you can do that, stay out of that. All right, now, with all that being said, if you want to jump in and serve, or if you're willing to help us with some of our parking issues, you can get on the app and sign up for that.